Welcome to Time for 13 in 13. Yeah, that's right. We're doing something different this time. And I'm going to try and talk as fast as I can because we only have a certain amount of time. So the idea is we are going to discuss the new episode of Doctor Who, in this case, The Woman Who Fell to Earth, in 13 minutes and only 13 minutes. When we get to that point, we have to stop our conversation. So we are going to try and get through as much of it as we possibly can. Why? Because why not? That's why. Yeah, joining me as always,
right?
Yeah, okay. this was Rob's idea, and I thought it was fantastic. So, all right. So, joining me as always is Rob.
Hello,
and hello all to all listeners out there. All right. So let's talk about who. So we're gonna. Do you want to go over a little bit of what the format of this is going to be?
So we're gonna go. Yeah, we're gonna. We'll be a little bit over this one because we're gonna explain it. Mm-hmm. We've kind of broken it down into different sections. Our title, the plot, characters, the whoiness of the episode. Some technical stuff. We're going to have a phrase of the episode, our highs and lows, and then our final verdict. So we think this will be a lot of fun. This is cool.
All right. Let's get into it. The brand new episode, episode one, The Woman Who Fell to Earth, a.k.a.
Now, I could have said the man whose wife should have stayed on the ground.
I could
have called it Stranger Teeth.
Oh, okay. I
went with the moderately paced and the formerly furious.
Okay. I still think Stranger Teeth is my favorite of them.
Well, Stranger Teeth, because there is a reason I'm going to mention that.
Yeah, that's
good. But no, so very interesting stuff. I had to see it twice. I've seen it twice.
I have not had a chance to watch it a second time, but I plan to.
Right.
But yeah, it was... boy, it's really different right from the start. Like, really feel the different rhythms. Like, it's like, you know, we knew, obviously, Jodie coming in, that's a big deal for the Doctor thing, a new showrunner, and they talked about new. And, boy, right from the start, it's like, it has just a different rhythm to it. And as they're going along and we're introducing characters and mysteries and stuff, I was like, oh, you can clearly tell that his background is crime procedurals. And I'm not saying that as a detrimental thing. I'm saying he's very much accompanied to A plus B plus C plus D. He's not doing all the wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff. It's very much like then this. Even if something is not explained at the start, hopefully it will be by the end. But it's very much like a chronological and almost real time.
Yes, absolutely. Oh yeah, completely. Yeah.
Well, we get to see. Obviously, it doesn't start with how we expected it to, the regeneration and her falling from the sky and everything. We just start with the people.
Exactly. Right.
I guess there is that social media element to it. That was actually kind of interesting. That very, very, very modern.
Well, a little and a little bit of a more of misdirection along with the title. Mm-hmm. You know, the moderately paced part, you're right. Police procedural. That is what it is. And so it's not used to the crazy madcap speed that we're used to.
Right.
So the plot. Well, here. So here's interesting. So I was like, how can I get the plot into a sentence? Mm-hmm. Here's my sentence. Okay. Just on the plot. A Stenza warrior named Tim Shaw travels in a giant Hershey Kiss and uses a mutant octopus to hunt for human game and eliminate witnesses with clavicle bombs while placing teeth trophies from his victims in his own face, all so that Tim can get a big promotion at work once some knucklehead presses a button.
That's really good. And when you put it out like that, that's very Doctor Who right there.
That's like pretty much the plot. And can you imagine making that pitch at the pitch meeting? Like, okay.
Yeah, I can tell you that for Tim Shaw especially, my wife has she sort of fell off after Matt Smith. So she has not watched any Who since then. She was not interested in Capaldi. She did not see any of his time at all. And so she got really excited when all this new reboot was coming on. And so she actually watched it with us too. But boy, when Tim Shaw pulled off his mask, she had to like cover her eyes. She could not stand to look at his face with the teeth embedded in it. So
that's kind of cool though, but that's
good job. I don't say good job, makeup department.
That's what Doctor Who really is about. His show. That's what it's about. So
that's right. It's about hiding behind the couch because you're so scared of the monsters.
Exactly. No, it was really cool. I mean, the plot is what it is. This is a tough, this is a tough episode because you have higher goals that you got to achieve.
Yeah. And I really like the sort of how they reset the Doctor a little bit too, because I, as much as I love 11th Hour and Matt Smith's coming in big and like you know like look up your database and like you know who I am. I really like the idea of I'm the doctor, and it's like so. Like I'm like, oh, I like that. I like back to just like she's just a person who is incredibly smart, still has to figure this stuff out, but isn't, it's not just about her reputation and everybody in quagging and fear about because she is the doctor.
Right, right.
She really has to prove herself, and that's part of the whole thing. It's not just about the fact that she carries the title. She really has to do it. And I love the fact that she's a maker.
Oh, the tinker. Well, we have a mechanic tinkerer back.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. It was a nice homage, too, that she put in the spoon when she remade her new sonic screwdriver. She took an element of him and she used a Capaldi's spoon.
Oh, yeah. No, that's – there's actually two – the Capaldi shout-outs are the spoons and the final deep breath, which I thought was very amusing that she actually says deep breath and they're all like –
That's right.
Reference to his first episode.
That's right.
So think about characters a little bit. So we start off where we meet Ryan, we meet Yaz, mm-hmm. we meet Graham and Grace. What did you think of the characters?
It was sort of odd to have the older couple. It was sort of like, all right, so like clearly Yaz is going to be the maybe because it's always a young woman. Right. And then it's like, oh, I have Ryan. Okay, that's nice too. Like, I didn't understand what his ailment was, his dyspraxia. Right. My wife actually had to educate me on that. But yeah, I'm already interested too because it wasn't you didn't have the huge monster personality of like someone coming in like a Donna Noble. Right. It's like they let the slow burn out because like for instance with Yaz, we don't really know a lot about Yaz. Like right. By the end of the episode, it's sort of like, oh, all right, she's along for the ride, but she doesn't get like a big moment.
But it's enough to know that she's not fulfilled. Her right. life is not where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And she's looking for something. I was surprised, did not see all the relationships coming.
Right.
Didn't realize that Graham is his step granddad and they're high school friends and like, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, okay. Exactly. It's part of that. Part of the theme of the episode is that the weird coming together, like the interplay of things like that this night it happened that old school friends met up and, you know, his grandmother and her new husband and how they're all sort of intertwined together.
Well, and I thought it was interesting to lay out the point of, okay, first of all, Graham is a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And that's going to play that when he, to make the point, not, it wasn't just a plot point to say, this is how he met Grace.
Yeah.
It's in remission. There's going to be something about that, I'm sure, later. Uh-huh. And Ryan, what a tragic life.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not had an easy time of it.
Okay. The
and also, it's also that there wasn't that moment of, hey, want to come on the TARDIS? Like at the end, it's sort of like, it was like, oh, well, that was a fun, wild adventure. Like, bye. Yeah,
well,
actually, it turns out not.
So I love, okay. And I do have to say just on Graham, Graham's my hero. He's my new hero. Of the show. Great.
Yeah.
I love him. I love the fact that he's an older guy. I love the fact that he's like, yeah, if you want to know what's going on, talk to a bus driver.
That's right. He's the most matter of fact of all of them. Like, we shouldn't do this. Like, he's the voice of reason.
Why are you running? Why is she running to another alien? Like, no, great stuff. I love the characters. The doctor. Now, here's – okay, so getting
into – let's get into it. So we're at 9 minutes, so we need to talk about the doctor.
Right. So at the doctor, I love the fact – that I still don't understand how she doesn't get killed falling through space down into I guess we've had that before in the show.
Right. I'm going to go with the first 26 hours thing.
That little bit of the theme, though, when she stands up, that was cool.
Because great, because you don't know where she's going to come in. Like, you know, they're having stuff and there's the monster is coming. And it's like, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, she literally drops in from the sky. And I'm like, oh, of course.
But I'll tell you, that little bit of the theme, that was well done.
Yeah.
I love the overall. I love the regeneration. This one we didn't get. Sort of, she didn't sleep through the whole episode, thankfully.
Yeah.
I love the whole sensory mix-up.
Mm-hmm, like,
it's my smell. No, it's the taste. No, it's like what
what's
did
the
I
name of this? Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. My only thing that I thought was really wild is, and I love, like you said, the doctor, the mechanic, and tinkerer's back. So we now have seen an entirely new way to create a Sonic.
Uh huh.
The TARDIS is going to be pissed.
Yeah, it'd be interesting when she finally tracks it down.
I'm really curious where this goes because I think that's interesting. And then speaking of the TARDIS, so this is one of now only a handful, I think maybe like five episodes in the show's history where there's no TARDIS.
Yeah, because even in, during the third Doctor, the TARDIS was broken down. It couldn't leave Earth, but it was still there.
He was still in exile.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't even had, it was just landlocked or whatever. But yeah, it's literally breaking down everything we know about Doctor Who and then slowly building it back up again.
But I tell you, I think overall, I loved it. She has a funny take on the Doctor's confidence. Uh-huh. You know, maybe. Like, I was really great. So interesting stuff on like the technical side of this, the wibbly wobbly mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
So anamorphic widescreen plus lens flares.
Yes.
That's all new. Yeah. That's why it looks the way it does. Yeah.
And shot practical. For the most part, almost everything that they did was in a real location. I mean, it wasn't like built, another studio in Cardiff. I mean, I think the garage was. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that if any set exists, that was the set. Everything else was shot in real places, which Doctor Who doesn't do a lot of, and it really changed because it's the Doctor in a real place, in a real church, at a real construction site. Well, not crazy, something they just built.
Some amazing, I'm assuming drone or other boom shots.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, just lush, epic. I mean, it looked a totally different level up. Very, very movie-like.
Yes.
Okay, so one thing you said about the church at the end, so I thought this was mm-hmm. very funny. That was a bit of a homage to Up. The shot as it pans down in the church is from the beginning of Up when his wife dies. They even added in the balloons and everything. And the balloons, which I'm going to just add this because I'm going to say this a little bit in my highs later on. So the balloons serve two purposes. One, I think it is an homage to Up, the Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it perfectly hides the cross on the back wall of the church, which I am totally fine with because I think this is part of the inclusiveness of what the show is reaching for.
Yeah.
And I think that was actually great. I thought that was good. So we got a little bit here. Phrases of the episode. I'm going to give you five. You're going to pick your favorite.
Okay.
Number one,
mm-hmm.
I hate empty pockets.
Yeah.
Two, never go anywhere. That's just initials. Three, only idiots carry knives.
Ah, yeah.
Four, bit of adrenaline, dash of outrage, and a hint of panic. And five, even though they're gone from the world, they're never gone from me.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, I was, the adrenaline one was the winner for me, but then, yeah, that last one, yeah.
That was pretty good.
With Grace dying and stuff too, there's just the right note of pathos still in it. That's not just a wild adventure, that there are stakes, there are consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
And the people are hurting. Like, so they're not just like, happy-go-lucky, Rose just sort of like, I don't like my life, I'm going to go off and have this great adventure. Like, these are people who have been through some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I got something to add on that. So my highs, we'll go highs, lows, and favorite. My highs, 12:58, 12 minutes, 58 seconds in, she was the Doctor. When she does her whole thing, I'm calling you Yaz because we're friends now. Come on.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. When she takes charge, like drops from the sky, still in regeneration sickness, and like instantly like, let's figure this out. Let's, and like grabs the cord and does that. She's, yeah, and then starts barking out orders. Yeah.
Totally had me. All likable companions, which mm-hmm. and they each need each other, which I love that.
Yeah.
Diverse as could be, which he delivered on that. And I mean, honestly, anybody who has a problem with that, when you watch the show, you should be able to see yourself in the show.
Yes.
That's what the show
even
should do.
We get to see even, they did no preview for next week, which I thought was great. But they did for the season, little clip was just faces. It was just actors who you're going to be seeing. And I swear it's the most diverse cast Doctor Who has ever had.
Oh, and Chris Noth. What?
Yeah, I know. Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming, though, was known. Alan Cumming, they knew. No one knew about Chris Noth. So that's a little crazy. And the other, well, I was going to say my final high is finally, thank goodness, we are back to proper cliffhanger endings.
Yes.
The music and everything.
Yeah.
I love that. My only lows, it was a little slow. And I saw we talked about that with pacing.
Yeah. And also it was long. It was a little bit longish. It was an hour-ish.
Yes. So. Okay. Now I found it to be a little trendy. And what I mean specifically is,
The music, social media stuff?
Music was literally straight out of Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. I can see that. But I mean, it's a new guy starting over.
So I get that. And there was a lot of death.
There was a lot of death. That's true. I mean, like, she felt them. Yeah. I mean, like, it wasn't about mass, you know, things. It was about things. And I see the time is running out.
I know. We're almost done.
Oh, no.
Oh, you had it. Okay. So then, boom, my fatal thing before we get to the final verdict. My favorite thing, the message of this episode, gratitude.
Oh.
Because here you have these great moments of older people being grateful for being in the moment. The security guard, Dennis, and that's his name, who gets killed, he's having this great moment with his granddaughter and saying, how much I love doing this. And then boom, he dies.
Yeah.
Grace has this moment before she goes and climbs the tower. She says, wow, gives Graham two kisses. Man, this is awesome, right? Uh-huh. Even Graham, that eulogy, we had three glorious years. What are you complaining about?
Right.
Awesome.
Gratitude. Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah. And you know, it's with Tim Shaw, we might see more of Tim Shaw.
Well, he was given his chance. Yeah, we'll have to see.
And also, it sounds like there's another mystery there because he talked about Earth being declared open.
Like
when he was talking about that, it was sort of like, I'm like, oh, and I picked up on that, like, who declared this
open? And can we please, for the love of God, not press the button again?
Right. So our rating system, we have five different ratings. So this is coming in at a 4 of 5 stars, which of course is the level known as
fantastic.
Yeah, indeed, perfect.
All right, so that was number 13 in 13.
So we went over a little bit. Now you got to cut us some slack because it's the first one.
Right, we'll get there.
We'll get there though. Awesome. So,
all right, thank you all for listening. We'll be back with the next episode when the next episode airs. I don't even know what the name of it is yet.
The Ghost Monument.
Oh, okay. The Ghost Monument. Yeah, so they're on another planet. So already we're moving on. So, well, thank you all for listening. And we will see you next time.
Bye.